read item 891, please.
Request of Matthew Sanders to address council regarding passing ordinances to put limits on door-to-door solicitors.
Welcome. If you just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes. Oops. Oh, did we skip 891?
We did. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was an oversight.
Okay, you're next. Sorry about that. 891.
All right. Sorry, 891. Request of Lightning Watchdog PDX to address council regarding lightning strikes disrupt city foreclosures.
And regulations. Don't tell me you can skip people like that.
Okay, welcome, Mr. Lightning. Just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Again, I'm going to talk on the foreclosure issue here is that, as you know, the city of Portland hasn't done foreclosures for over 20 plus years. They're beginning to do that now. In my opinion, they're focusing on the most distressed, the most vulnerable, people with mental illness, senior citizens, and now they're beginning to use nuisance liens after they probably had discussions with them and said, hey, we're not going to foreclose on your properties. We haven't done that in the last 25 years on these nuisance liens. When you sell your property, pay us off, we're probably all good. Now they're coming in very aggressive, trying to take their properties away from them. And also, they're even in discussions with nonprofits to hand these properties over to these nonprofits, thinking this is some humanitarian endeavor. No, it's about greed of the city, not taking care of the most distressed people in this city that are currently losing their homes. They're using nuisance liens to run up these liens in excess on some of these properties of over $100,000. There are people out in this city that have fled their properties, left their properties. They have had their properties boarded up because they are in fear of the code enforcement thugs of the city of Portland who think they have a right to enter their properties, board them up, and then foreclose on them and take their equity away from them also. This will be stopped. This is being challenged right now on bankers that have come in and put locks on people's doors before they have foreclosed. There are class action suits starting in Seattle at this time just based upon that issue. There will be class action suits brought against the city of Portland for boarding these houses up when they don't own these houses and making the owners flee because they are afraid of the code enforcement thugs and the police that they bring along their sides when they come in and take these properties out from under them. This will be stopped. This will be challenged. This will end up in a class action suit. Instead, in the past, you used to be reasonable and say, hey, we'll work with you on this. Hey, we'll give you time. But you've decided to change. And guess what? You can end up with a class action suit on you bigger than you've ever had at the city of Portland for trying to step on the most distressed, the most vulnerable people out in the city, potentially losing their homes because you think it's the right thing to do. Well, guess what? It's not. Thank you very much.
Thank you.